الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قال: كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا: لبثنا يوما أو بعد يوم فاسأل العادين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اكرام، elders, dear brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We first
praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's bestowed upon us endless blessings, and blessings that we are aware of and blessings that we are unaware of. And when we look around at our brothers in various parts of the world, our heart goes out and we remember them on these days like the day of Jumu'ah. Particularly our brothers that are going through this ongoing strife in the lands of Palestine in Gaza. Respected brothers, we find ourselves in the month of Rajab. 20th Rajab, the month of January 2026, the 9th of January 2026. We've entered a new year according to the Gregorian calendar. As Muslims, we know we have an Islamic year and we follow the Islamic year. Nonetheless, we live in an environment that the institutions of the world will begin their terms. The business houses will begin their new year of business. And various other institutions and corporates will begin the year. And it is not out of keeping for us as Muslims also to use this milestone. A time frame has passed to also readjust, because as Umar radiallahu an said, حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا, that we need to take stock ourselves before our accountability will be taken off in the Akhirah. And as many would call this, this was a natural pause. This holiday period that we went through and we all have refreshed ourselves and refocused is a necessity. As human beings, we need this moment. We need these times in the year where we are allowed to recalibrate, as they say, refocus, re-energize. But at this important juncture, together with an important fact, we know we are on the month of Ramadan, on the month of Rajab, closing in onto the month of Ramadan. And more so, we need to reflect on this aspect of accountability with regards to our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, addressing those people who did not take accountability of their time. And when they reach Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums up their halat and their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ, that will address them, these mujrimun, those who took no advantage of the life and the time of this dunya. How long did you stay in this dunya? And they will reply, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Confidently they say, we stayed maybe about a day or part of a day. They will be so confident with that answer, they'll say, ask the timekeepers. فَسَلِ الْعَادِينَ, ask those people or those beings that are recording time. We stayed for a day, maybe part of a day. Why will they be so confident? It's because their books of records will have nothing to show. Nothing that they did in this dunya that they can show in the Akhirah that is of substance, that would have earned them the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we as mu'mineen, we cannot fall under this ambit. Allah mentions in another ayat of the Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, that have we not given you enough life for those who want to take a lesson? Have we not given you enough life to take a lesson, to prepare for the Akhirah, to do actions that will earn you bliss in the ever-living life of the Akhirah? So we all quip and we all say that time is flying. There is no barakah in time. You know, many of us can remember, just yesterday we were in school. Many of those who are in school now, just yesterday we were in grade one. And many of our, mashallah, elders here would say, just yesterday we retired. But like this time is rapidly evolving. And that's why 2026, many of us still can't believe that we are in 2026. Nonetheless, we look at the scholars, the pious, those who were productive in their lives in the past. We look at one scholar. Because the Jummah platform is not a time to discuss the various stars of this Ummah. But Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he lived for only 40 years. Imam Nawawi is such a common household name. Every bayan that we give, we consult his kutub. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he lived for 40 years. In his 40 years, he achieved in writing such kitabs that many of us will spend lifetimes not even achieving what he's achieved. Like that, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the space of 23 years, he changed the course of humanity. He changed the course of humanity till the end of times, in the space of 23 years. What did these great stars, and what did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do differently? And how, at this juncture in time, this elapsing of another year, can bring within us a conscientization of what these pious predecessors, what the Nabi of Allah did different to us? So we look into the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll run through a few aspects of the Nabi of Allah. There are too many, but these few important aspects the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed in his life. Firstly, when you look at the seerah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this concept of routine in his life. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never woke up every morning and now decided what he's going to do. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you looked at his life, if he was not on traveling, he has a fixed routine in his life. He woke up for tahajjud. He read his salatul fajr. He made adhkar in the morning. He consulted his sahaba. And then his day prolonged like that. He had his salatul duha. He had a qaylula. He spent time with his family. He spent time with the sahaba. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had routine. Respected elders, dear brothers, routine is such an important thing in our lives. Even if we look at the world today, the gurus of productivity and those who are excelling in the various fields of productivity will tell you that routine makes us more empowered. Because what routine does, it takes away this extra energy we need for willpower. When you do something out of routine, there's less willpower to do it. If you are waking up for Fajr Salah every day as a matter of routine, that willpower to wake up for Fajr Salah no more becomes that difficult. Yes, that will always be a challenge, but the willpower is there. It's not as much as if you were doing things erratically. The other thing we find is that if you have routine in your life, there's no decision making anymore. And decision making can be one of the most stressful aspects of a human's life. If you know when you wake up in the morning what your day will be like, you have already cut off 50% of stress in your life. As opposed to that person who wakes up in the morning and now he's thinking about what he's going to do. His life is erratic. His life lacks productivity. This is the first aspect we learn from the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, routine. Second thing we learn from the life of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never found sleeping when the sun was rising. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke early. He made his business hours the early part of the morning. The most important decisions, the most important strategies that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embarked on was done in the early hours of the morning. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the beautiful hadith, بُورِكَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا, that there's a special barakah. There's a special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom has placed in the morning hours. What you can achieve in the morning, you may not achieve for the rest of the day. This is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us an important lesson on productivity, on efficiency, and all of us want that. Then when you look into the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see another important concept. This concept of muhasabah. This concept of taking accountability. Where our time has gone. In fact, the awliya Allah, those who are the friends of Allah, those who are close and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do this on a daily basis. Little we can do is maybe try to do it on a weekly basis, if not on a monthly basis. But at some point in our time, like now the year has turned over, do some muhasabah. How has my previous year been spent? How can I become more productive in every aspect of my life, particularly with regards to earning my akhirah? How can I spend my time more productively? As we know, this concept of muhasabah is elucidated in this hadith. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says beautifully that لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة, that no servant of Allah, his legs will move on the day of Qiyamah until he will be asked, حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ عُمُرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْلَى, that how did you spend your life? And hadith goes on various aspects of our lives. So this concept of muhasabah, taking an account of how we are spending our days and our lives in this world. We then look at the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was the Nabi of Allah? Ashraf al-Makhluqat. The best of Allah's creation. The leader of mankind. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one moment is leading the state. At next moment he is interacting with his wives. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had balance in his life. The very important concept that we also need to engender in our lives. That we need to have this aspect of balance. Many of us, and many a times, we may sacrifice our family time for our career goals. Many may sacrifice a time with loved ones for their business prospects. But never let this happen in our lives. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam set a standard, and he set a perfect example, and he showed us that the balance would get us the best reap, the best harvest of this dunya. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed this balance. He was a political person at one stage, but he played with his grandchildren at another time in the day. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed this balance. The next aspect we see in the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this aspect that the Nabi of Allah was never negative. In the most negative of times, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found positivity. If we look at the story of Taif, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says this was probably the most lowest point in his life, meaning it was the most difficult time, the most negative time in his life. The Nabi of Allah, we know the story of Taif. He went to give da'wah to these people and they threw him out, they pelted him, they threw rubbish on him, he was kicked out, he was made to feel as insignificant, na'udhu billah. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this bleeding state, in this state of being so badly assaulted, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam still met a person by the name of Addas, and he gave him da'wah to Islam, and Addas became a Muslim. Imagine, in the state of negativity, in the state of such atrocity, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained positive. Respected elders and dear brothers, we all have negativity in our life. We all have low points in our life. We all go through challenges that sometimes make us feel that things are not worth it anymore. But never let shaitan, who adds to this, make us feel that it's not worth moving on. We must always latch on to positivity. This is the hallmark of a mu'min, that he remains positive even in the worst trials that he is facing. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then teaches us another very important aspect when you look at his seerah. Once the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah in his hujra, and there was a decoration on the curtain, and this distracted him in his salah. This is the Nabi of Allah. Nabi of Allah, we must understand his maqam. But this small, minute distraction, after he completed his salah, he asked his beloved wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, what is this with this decoration? Can you take it down? And Aisha radiallahu anha was made to take this decoration down. The Nabi of Allah says that this decoration distracted me in my salah today, so I don't think it's necessary in our home. The Nabi of Allah also, again another story where Aisha radiallahu anha felt that the Nabi of Allah was sleeping on a mat that was too hard for him. So one night she folded it so that it would be softer for him. And that's the night he woke up slightly late with tahajjud salah. He asked his wife, "Oh Aisha, what did you do differently today?" And she mentioned that, you know, Nabi of Allah, you're sleeping on a mat that is very, very, very thin, and I felt that if I fold it in two, you may have a more comfortable sleep. The Nabi of Allah says, "Do not do this, oh Aisha. I woke up late for my tahajjud this morning, so leave the mat as it is." This is the Nabi of Allah. This is the standard he set for us. What can we do, respected elders? Look at that. We have made distraction an art today. We have found ways to kill time. We are sitting around, maybe waiting for an appointment, maybe waiting in certain situations. We wish to kill time. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at every moment to make it valuable. We must look how we can fill these times and these moments where we need to fill, that can make it productive for our akhirah, inshallah. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us an important aspect. Do not let distractions take you away from your ultimate goal of the akhirah. And particularly today, respected elders, we know that the device that we have in our hands is designed to do this, is designed to distract us. We all know about the algorithms, but we still fall prey to it. We should, this beginning of this year now, we should make a resolution. There's many ways, those of us who know how these phones work and how these devices work, yes, we have to interact with it. Yes, we have to go onto these platforms. But make it such that we put in some safeguard measures, because we cannot trust ourselves when we are with this powerful tool in our hands. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then taught us a beautiful dua with regards to productivity. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Nabi of Allah. And he teaches us this dua. And it's a lengthy dua, but part of this dua teaches us this aspect of productivity and how we can bring barakah in our time. He says, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl. Oh Allah, I seek protection from you, from laziness and an inability to do things. This means the indetermination to do things. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's making this dua to teach you and I. Laziness is a scourge. Indetermination is a scourge. The inability to go through with your goals and vision is a scourge. Do not fall prey to it. The Nabi of Allah is teaching us, you must have a vision. You must have a goal and work towards it. And do not let laziness and indetermination be part of your long-term goal in your life. And finally, dear brothers, probably the most important thing we learn from the Quran and the life of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya Ikram, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in in the past, is this aspect of what determines success. Many of us put success on tangible things of this dunya. Many of us will put success on various bank balances. Many of us will put success on various aspects that we can see, we can look, we can record. But respected elders, the only judge of success is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so fortunate we are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will make this decision of who is successful in this dunya. No amount of YouTube likes, no amount of Facebook likes will make you a successful person. No amount of tangible goods will make you a successful person. It's so simple. The only person that is not successful, and the ayat of the whole Quran makes mention of this, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that what it is for us human beings except the effort we put in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on our effort and not the outcome. The only failure in this world, the only person who will consider himself as a failure is the one who does not put a legitimate effort. Each one of us has the capacity to put in an effort. All we need to do is put in an effort. Probably the biggest demotivator in the world today is the outcome-based outlook of man. When man starts to do something and he does not retrieve what his ambitions were, he loses hope, he loses motivation, he considers himself a failure. But in the eyes of Allah sallallahu alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَعَى, that whoever wishes to be successful in the akhirah, to achieve the benefits of the akhirah, all he needs to do is put in an effort. He may not see the end point of his efforts, but for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to it. He will benefit from that in the akhirah. How many they were who put so much of effort in a lot of things in this dunya, they did not see the benefits of it. But generations after have seen it. Many scholars we know wrote kutub, they wrote kitabs while they were in prison. They never had the luxury of seeing the benefit, but we are using the kitabs right up to today. Many have done things in as predecessors, and we are seeing the fruits of it today. So, very important point, that success does not depend on the tangible outcomes of this dunya. Success depends on the effort we put in, and none of us can make an excuse that we do not have the ability to put in that legitimate effort that will gain us success in the akhirah. In fact, it will gain us success in this world and in the akhirah. So I conclude, inshallah, that we learn today that there is a shift in time frame. We've moved on from 2025 to 2026. Yes, it's a Gregorian calendar, but most of us will go back to work. Most of the students will go back to colleges and universities and institutions. And it's a time for reflection. And the time and this reflection point is also coinciding with this build-up of the month of Ramadan. We're in the month of Rajab, and Ramadan is on the doorstep. And we know the Nabi of Allah put us in this mindset. He said, Allahumma barik fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Why the Nabi of Allah says, start preparing for the month of Ramadan now. So when the month of Ramadan comes, you are already in a habit, you are already in a routine, and you will already be productive for the month of Ramadan. So we learn today that to bring barakah in our time, to bring productivity in our time, from the seerah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learned how important it is to implement a routine in our lives. Do not wake up erratically every morning having no goal and focus with regards to what we will be doing. Secondly, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that try your level best is to do the most important things in the first part of the day. Never should we be found asleep at the time of Fajr Salah. Never should we try and, you know, outdo the sun in waking up. Oh, we should be trying to outdo the sun. We never should be found sleeping while the sun is rising. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then taught us this concept of muhasaba, taking account taking stock of our lives. A year has gone by. Many years have gone by. We're starting another year. How can this year be more productive? How can we better ourselves in the coming year? And then we learn from the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to remain positive, even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of severe negativity. We learn from the story of Adas, how the Nabi of Allah invited him to Islam, even though the Nabi of Allah was in such a bad state. We learned that finally, that success does not depend on the outcomes. The success does not depend on the tangible outcomes of this dunya, but success depends on the effort that we put in. This success, this effort will definitely be seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the judge of success. Not any YouTube platform, no Facebook like, no other sort of platform will determine your success in this world, but it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us this appreciation that the time in this dunya is very short. The time in the akhirah will be ever living. How we can maximize every minute and every day of our lives in this world to earn the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.